More news at usaradio.com. I'm Jack DeRate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
Born with a rare birth defect, Elena had little chance of ever walking until her family found help and hope at a Shriners hospital. Today, Elena is an unstoppable six-year-old. Shriners combine expert orthopedic spinal cord and burn medical care with world-class research and teaching programs, and there's never a charge. There's a Shriners hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. 4 years ago was the most deadly attack by a foreign power on the United States since the War of 1812, when the British burned down the White House, and one of the largest man-made disasters in certainly this century. The largest may turn out to have happened last week. I do consider the response to Hurricane Katrina a man-made disaster, despite the fact that it has natural causes. And there are, of course, so many elements to discuss here. Why did Alabama get five times the water for distribution that Louisiana got? Why was there only one satellite phone for the entire Mississippi coast? Well, we know the answer. The others were in Iraq, folks. They were in Iraq. Why is it that the state government of Louisiana put 210 boats, all the boats they had, out to help and save people at the same time as the national government sent out six helicopters total? I mean, let's face it, folks. We know the only agency in America that has the ability and the strength and the funding today to help Americans in need, it's the military. Oh, it used to be FEMA. It used to be the Federal Emergency Management Agency back under James Lee Witt, back under Bill Clinton. It was the most praised government domestic organization, agency that we had. It is now last praised. Out of 28, it is ranked dead last. Its leaders are all political flunkies. Michael Brown, of course, is the classic example, who apparently wasn't even doing well in his former job judging Arabian racehorses. But he did apparently work in the Bush 2000 campaign, and that's enough, it seems, to run emergency management agency. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have any experience. The great majority of people at the top don't. We see that throughout our government. It's becoming just like, I'm sorry to say, Mexico, where the leaders are all there because of the spoils system, because of patronage. If you give enough money to George Bush, you too can run FEMA. But please, George, we understand you need to pay off the people who bribe you. We understand that. We understand the bribery quid pro quo that happens in the White House. But can't you make them ambassador to Liechtenstein or Monaco? Hey, they'd rather gamble in Monaco anyway and not put them in charge of thousands of American lives. There's so many things here. Why isn't the government allowing pictures of dead people? Just like they won't allow dead people pictures in Iraq. And the bright people who decided that casinos were anti-Christian and therefore couldn't be on Mississippi land but could be in Mississippi water because they bring a lot of tax money to the government of Mississippi. And so, of course, these floating casinos were wrecked with Hurricane Katrina and all those jobs were lost. And when they warned Trent Lott of Mississippi, who was the Republican leader at the time, of the dangers to the casinos, well, he got the guy fired. Because when you tell the truth to the Bush administration, you get fired. The only way to do well is to lie and to look, make the president look good. And that's why this president took hundreds of firefighters, rescue officials from across the nation who volunteered and had their own local jurisdictions pay for them to help in New Orleans. Firefighters from Seattle and Maine and Utah and California, all the way across the country, they came to help out in New Orleans. And where were they put? Not in New Orleans, but in Atlanta. And taught public relations for George Bush how to hand out flyers. And what was their first task? Their first task was to stand for a photo opportunity with the president. It sounds too unbelievable to be true, and that's why I posted the link right there on my website. Go to RadioInsideScoop.com. It has lots of links about New Orleans, more than I can possibly talk about in the hours allotted to me right here on the Talkstar Radio Network. Go and click the link that says, if at any point you ever lack complete disgust for our president, just click this link, but bring a wastebasket nearby to catch your vomit. Because it's an article from the Salt Lake Tribune. Salt Lake City is in Utah. That's a red, red, red state. And it talks about these firefighters and other search and rescue experts who came to save lives and instead were put in a public relations ploy for the president. Check it out. By the way, I plan to devote all of tomorrow's show on New Orleans to play some of the video. Tomorrow will be televised. Those of you in Northern Virginia can watch it on Channel 10. We're going to go through piece by piece, and I'm not going to forget you in New Orleans. But there's a lot of other things to talk about. It is the fourth anniversary of September 11th. There are the upcoming hearings of Justice Roberts. There is the bill to allow all people in California to have the right to marry that Governor Schwarzenegger plans to veto. There's what's going on in Iraq. There's a lot to talk about. All you have to do is call in 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I know some of you are hanging on. I just had to get a few words off my chest. I want you to stay on, and I promise I'll get to you right after the break. Because whether it's, it seems to me that if you really want to understand compassionate conservatism, if you really want to understand the mentality of those people in government, there is no better example of the way our government works today than the response to Hurricane Katrina. A bunch of incompetent people trying to pay off all the people who gave them political donations, trying to use the United States as a patronage system while thousands suffer, hundreds of thousands, really, as a result. We'll be right back with your calls, 877-528-TALK, right after this.
Do you know what women want? If you're losing your hair, here are two things guaranteed to turn them off. A toupee or that hairsprayed comb-over look. But you hate your hair loss and you want it to change. That's where the new interactive and absolutely free DVD from Medical Hair Restoration can help. Various cures for hair loss, blood, radio, and TV airwaves. But the first question to consider is what has been scientifically and medically proven. Founded by Dr. Matt Levitt, Medical Hair Restoration has specialized in hair loss for over 11 years. With literally thousands of satisfied patients, you deserve to get your copy of their free DVD and find out the answers to your questions about restoring your hair to its natural, attractive condition. See the amazing before and after pictures of people who have gotten their real hair, self-esteem, and confidence back. Call to order your free DVD now. There is no obligation, just real results. You know what women want? To run their fingers through your real hair. Call 800-936-2823, 800-936-2823 for an amazing free DVD. Call now, 800-936-2823.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. E. Mord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-888-888. Are You Free 1. 1-888-RUFREE1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Sunday Weekly Review here on the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levine. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK. The lines were full before, but there's some open now. Just give a call and let me know what you think about the week's events. Are we safer than we were 4 years ago on September 11th, 2001? Let me go to Don from La Mesa. Don, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi. Are you there?
I'm there. You're on the air.
Hi, guys.
I think you're a first-time caller, right?
Yes, I am.
We love first-time callers. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm a former Marine veteran of the Korean War. I have a long memory. One of the things, a couple quick things before I get to the main thing, they keep talking about these criminal gangs in Louisiana, in New Orleans, and
yeah,
these snipers. I hope that somebody eventually will make them identify who these so-called criminal gangs are who are doing all these bad things, because I have a feeling that a lot of this is made up. I think there's some phantom snipers and criminal gangs out there that they're using to justify what they plan to do. What they really hope to do was to have these people riot at the convention center so that then they could really shoot them, as that rapper said that they wanted to do, and gas them and do all the things that they normally can do to poor people. But what happened is international television got on these people, and I think they had to back off. But, for example, they said that there was many rapes in the convention center. And then when they talked to the police chief about it quietly, he said there had been two attempted rapes, and those two people had been arrested. But still they keep on certain news channels, kept talking about all the rapes and so on that had occurred.
Don,
so,
I mean, they also would play the same footage, and I saw it, 20 times, of one black man who was looting a store, and
right,
they show it again and again and again. And I've said on this program, I've said it a couple times, that depending on what you're looting, I think it's absolutely justified. Now,
well,
if you're looting
exactly
a TV,
you know,
it's not. But if you're looting water and food, then I'd be looting too. If my family had no way to eat and the government didn't have it there and I'm starving at the convention center because my home's underwater, you bet I'd be looting food and water for my family.
So what if they grabbed a couple of TV sets or whatever? These people are insured.
I don't know if they did.
And these are people that are the oppressed people of this country and have been oppressed for 200 years. But the thing I really wanted to point out is everybody's lauding this 9/11 commission. The 9/11 commission, nobody seems to pay attention. That wimp, Lee Hamilton, the Democratic head of that commission, they talked him in to saying we're not going to blame anybody during this convention. So to this investigation, so they said we're going to talk about that later. Like right now,
and they never did. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. In fact, they were forced. The 9/11 commission, Lee Hamilton and others, asked to deal with how the administration used the intelligence that they got. In other words, for example, Condoleezza Rice got that briefing that said Bin Laden determined to attack the United States. And the Democrats wanted to examine how it was used, and they said, no, no, we will not let the commission, which was set up, of course, by the Republican-controlled Congress, we won't let them examine how the president responded.
That's
so,
right. And
you know, with their hands tied behind their back.
And then when the Democrats went along with that, they set the course for this guy getting reelected in the next election, because they had suppressed all the information that shows that they were the ones who allowed this thing to happen anyway. But they suppressed it because they didn't investigate that part, so they didn't bring that out in the 9/11 commission. They said we're going to do that later, but they never got around to doing it later.
And now you see Bush is doing did the exact same thing with New Orleans. Oh, let's not do the blame game here. We'll figure out. There'll be ample time years from now after I'm no longer in office to figure out what went wrong.
And as soon as they started talking about the blame game before, after the 9/11 thing, I thought, well, wait a minute. What do you mean no blame? This whole criminal justice system in this country is based on a blame game.
Yeah.
That's why people are in prisons, because we blame the people who make the stupid mistake or do bad things. And we've got a criminal group now. They're saying the people are saying, well, the next election, these people, this criminal gang who is controlling our government, now they have control over our Congress, our Supreme Court, and our administration, and they're going to make sure that they control elections from who knows how long. They make sure that they get Ohio.
It's like a cop that says, you know, there's nothing to see here. Just move along. There is a lot to see here.
That's
why I examine stuff.
The American people are going to be duped again, and they keep saying, well, wait until the election.
I'll tell you this. George Bush's approval rating is down to 39. I think it can go lower. I think it can hit about 33 before you get the rock hard one-third of America that won't look at any evidence, won't look at any truth, and will believe whatever they're told to believe on the Fox propaganda channel. But it's pretty low now, and I have not yet given up the fact that we can win by enough. I know they do, but we can win enough. Let me tell you. We can win it by enough, Don, that even when they cheat, even when they cheat, we'll prevail. I got to take another break, Don.
They are such liars. Okay.
Well, they are such liars. We agree a lot, Don, and I tell you, I hope you call in another time. Will you do that for me? I appreciate that. Toll-free number, 877-528-TALK. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Truckers keep America on the move, and lots of times it's chiropractors who keep truckers going. Here's a benefits card for truckers with discounts of 30 to 50% from a network of thousands of doctors of chiropractic in cities and towns all across America. This same card provides savings up to 60% from dentists at home and on the road. For $11.95 a month for individuals and $19.95 for your whole family, besides savings on chiropractors and dentists, there are similar savings on prescriptions and optical services at home and on the road. Got to get braces for the kids? Why not save 50%? This isn't insurance. These are instant savings with no paperwork to fill out. Truckers are important to us, and the whole point of truckersbenefits.com. Get online now. Go to www.truckersbenefits.com for the whole story. If you're on the road, phone home and tell them to check out truckersbenefits.com from just $11.95 per month.
The legacy of the great communicator lives on in his accomplishments and his spoken word. And now you can own a treasury of the great speeches of Ronald Wilson Reagan on DVD. We're offering 12 memorable speeches from Ronald Reagan's remarkable presidency, starting with his nomination speech all the way to his farewell to the nation in 1988. Included is his memorable speech at the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
This DVD collection in full color is the best way to remember Ronald Reagan and share his wit, charm, and the clarity of his challenge to all Americans. Order the stirring collection of Reagan speeches for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to www.reagancollection.com.
Order online or by mail at the address reagancollection.com.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. That last commercial always amuses me since it comes on my show. I don't dictate what commercials go where on the Talkstar Radio Network, but I don't know. Maybe some conservatives listen to my show and would buy Ronald Reagan tapes, so that's possible, but I certainly don't share the vision expressed by that advertiser. I tell you, not all my callers are from California, and to prove that, I've got James from Chicago. James, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hello, Mark. This is James from Chicago. It's my first time calling. Mark, I love your show. You're a great voice for the progressive cause.
Thank you.
Mark, if you don't mind, I want to raise an issue that really hasn't been discussed.
Okay.
And that's Dick Cheney.
You mean the man in charge? You want to talk about the man in charge? You don't want to talk about his puppet who he puts out there, George? I mean, you actually want to talk about the man running the White House? We never talk about him. Do not look behind the curtain. The wizard is there. Don't look at the bald man pulling the strings. Look at the puppet, George and Crawford. James? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Last week, Dick Cheney was in Wyoming looking for a new ranch to buy.
Yeah.
And this week, I saw him on CNN, and he's out there doing damage control for George, and he looked very statesman-like. And I'm becoming more convinced that Dick Cheney will run for president in 2008.
Oh, don't. You just tried to scare me. Halloween is not for another month, James. Hey, listen, you know, it's scary because Dick Cheney, as you know, has heart problems. And if he has a heart attack and dies, George Bush becomes president, right? So
yeah.
Then we have to really be concerned because he has no idea what he's doing. I'll tell you, James, seriously, I don't think he'll run. I really don't. I think that people really dislike Dick Cheney. And if they knew how much he was in charge, I think there are two people in charge of the White House. I've argued this for the last 2 years. It's Dick Cheney and Karl Rove. And they're the evil geniuses calling the shots. But I think people recognize, if not how much they're calling the shots, I think they do recognize that they're pretty evil. And Cheney's record and Halliburton and all the ways that, by the way, Halliburton, I don't know if you heard about this, James. Halliburton is now getting contracts to clean up New Orleans.
Yeah, that's true.
They're doing very well. I don't know whether you're right or not that Cheney will run. I'll tell you what I think. I think they'll take a more handsome person, another evil person, George Allen, senator from Virginia. I think they'll put him up because Allen, like Bush, you can pull the strings. All the people that give to the campaigns can pull the strings, and Allen will move like a marionette. He's not a man who thinks on his own. He's not a man who can put two coherent thoughts together. I know. I've talked with his staff. He really is an idiot, but he's a handsome idiot. And the Republicans seem to like handsome idiots rather than evil geniuses like ugly evil geniuses like Dick Cheney. So I think they don't want to put the puppet master before the public.
If Bush feels like his legacy is in danger, then Dick Cheney will be the only person who can fully execute the neocon vision. And if Bush asks Cheney to run, I have no doubt that the Republican establishment will support Cheney 100%.
Well, I think they would support Cheney, but the question is whether the American people would support Cheney. And
he will still get at least 40% of the popular vote from the Republican base. That's guaranteed, at least 40%. Even Bob Dole got 40.5% back in 96.
Right. I'll tell you, I think Cheney, I'd be okay with Cheney ran for the nominee because I think we could beat him.
Yeah,
I think we could beat Dick Cheney.
Can beat Cheney.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, James, I'm always glad to have first-time callers call, and I hope you'll call back sometime. Will you do that?
Thanks, Mark.
Terrific. Let me go to another caller. This is a long-time caller, definitely not a first-time caller. Dave from Northern California, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yeah, you should be just about ready to move the whole operation to California then, Mark.
I'm getting a lot of them.
And your previous caller, Don, I think he would enjoy knowing about your blog because we discuss a lot of his issues on it.
That's true. Let me point. It's a great point, Dave. And David is a frequent contributor to the blog. It's www.radioinsidescoop.com. Again, radioinsidescoop.com. And we divide up the blog into each and every day's program. So you can comment on the day's program. You can comment before the program happens, during, or after. Sometimes I read your comments on the air if you comment during. And on Sundays, I've left it open for any topic to be valid. And again, feel free to disagree with me, whether it's on the blog or anywhere else. I welcome those who disagree, just like I definitely welcome those who agree. So, Dave, thank you for pointing that out. What's your point today?
Well, as you know, I look upon our government with the gravest of suspicions.
Right.
And I look now, it's obvious we did have total incompetence, ineptitude, inexperienced people running FEMA. But even the dumbest think when they know that there's people trapped in all kinds of places dying of thirst and starvation, why do they have the craziness to tell these water trucks, turn around and go back, you won't be needed? Why did they send that hospital ship that was equipped to just about meet the whole needs of the turn around and exit the area? You won't be needed. This was a boat that was carrying on its end 50-some lifeboats.
Yeah, No, it's true. FEMA turned away water. They turned away communications equipment. They turned away thousands of gallons of gasoline. They turned away, as I post on my blog, there's an article that shows that Bush turned away rescue safety operators and put them in Atlanta so they could do a photo opportunity for him, and you can check that link. They, you know what it was, I think, Dave? I think it was almost a macho thing. It was like the president wanted to be in charge. And they fought so hard with the Louisiana governor, who's a Democrat, Governor Blanco, because she said, look, you're not doing anything. At least my people are working. My National Guard is out there, what I have, the ones that aren't in Iraq. I've got 210 boats on the ground. You've got no one in there. And they said, we don't want you to be in charge. We want to be in charge. And they cared more about being in charge than they cared about helping the people of Louisiana.
If you want to,
Dave, we got to take a break. If you want to call in, 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. Today marks the fourth anniversary of the worst terrorist attack on U.S. soil. Observances of the victims of 9/11 were held across the country, with special ceremonies taking place in New York, Washington, and southwestern Pennsylvania, where the hijacked planes crashed. As the nation remembers the lives lost on 9/11, a new threat is emerging. In a videotape, a purported U.S. member of Al-Qaeda threatening Los Angeles and Melbourne, Australia. As recovery efforts continue, the mayor of Hurricane Katrina ravaged New Orleans is trying to fight out criticism. Mayor Ray Nagin telling NBC's Meet the Press his fundamental mistake was believing the cavalry would be coming in 2 or 3 days, and they didn't. While others contend the mayor and other political figures in Louisiana were ill-prepared to respond to Katrina. A push by the U.S. and EU to get the U.N. Security Council to address its Iran-suspected nuclear weapons program may not have enough muscle. More news at USAradio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz7.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to HomeBiz7.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz7.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz7.com. That's HomeBiz7.com.
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
An exercise stress test may be a good way to tell if a man is at high risk of a heart attack or lung disease. Norwegian scientists tested over 2,000 middle-aged men on a stationary bicycle and followed them up for a quarter of a century. Those who stopped the test because they were out of breath were 3.5 times more likely to die of lung problems. They were also 86% more likely to develop fatal coronary artery disease. Although healthy men are not usually put through such a stress test, the researchers and some other experts suggest that a routine exercise test every 5 years for men over 40 and women over 50 would be a useful screening tool. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop right here on the TalkStar Radio Network. The Inside Scoop is not just a Sunday show. I know some of you only listen on Sundays, and we welcome our Sunday listeners, but it is 7 days a week. You can get it on the TalkStar Radio Network at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, at several TalkStar radio stations. You can also get it wherever you live, anywhere in the world, by going to www.radioinsidescoop.com. You can hear any of my 400 shows in the archives. There's a lot to the Inside Scoop. You can comment on the blog, and I hope you will become a regular. We were talking with Dave, who is a regular on the Inside Scoop. Dave, you had one more comment, right?
Yes, just one quick last one. You know, because the way I fear this is that sending away all that help was deliberate, and that's in a way saying a lot of poor black Democrats dying is not going to trouble us. That's the way I'm reading that. It's hard to think that we've got that kind of a government, but Why else do they send away all that help that could have been there to save them?
You know, Dave, I guess I have a slightly different take, but not that different from what you have to say. Look, there's no question that the help was sent away. That's a fact. We know the facts. Then the question comes why. And to find out why, well, you have to get into people's heads. You have to speculate as to their motivations. That's a far more dangerous game. It's not a fact, like the fact that they turned the aid away. And your speculation that they wanted to turn the aid away is
something to think about.
It's tough to think about. I go slightly less harsh, though I'm pretty harsh. My answer is not so much that they wanted those people to suffer, which I think is a really extreme reading. I read it as they just didn't care. These people, poor black people, they don't vote for Bush anyway. I mean, by the way, that's what Jim Baker said about but it's interesting. Back in 1991, gives you an idea of who these people are, working for Bush Sr., a lot of Jewish people were upset with George Bush Sr.'s, or maybe it was Reagan. I think it was Reagan going to Bitburg, going to the Nazi cemetery. And Baker responded, "Don't worry about the Jews. They didn't vote for us anyway." And I think in many ways with blacks, it's exactly the same thing. 90% of them voted for John Kerry, and they're poor, and they don't give donations. And it's not that Bush wants him to die. I don't think he's like a Nazi genocidal person wants him to die. But he just doesn't care. He was busy in San Diego, you know, picking his banjo for the country music star after the levees burst, because he is focused on raising money and just not so focused on people that didn't support him. So I would call it more uncaring than downright, you know, evil. But it hardly matters. The distinction hardly matters, Dave. Either way, this is a very dangerous president who, you know, we have to get rid of as much as we can.
I do hope you're right, and I do hope I'm wrong. I do feel
you know, it hardly matters, Dave. He's incompetent, and the American people should know it. And even if he's not malicious in the sense of wanting them to die, he's uncaring enough to let them die, and that's as bad as it gets for a president of the United States, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you for your call, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being there,
Mark. We've got Renee from San Diego. Renee, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Oh, Mark, I'm glad they expand your show out here.
Me too. You may have helped do that. I appreciate that. You called in when it was 1 hour, and now it's two. So thank you for your help.
Exactly. We're very pleased about that. I want to bring up, first, I want to say that in general, I think that the problem with Bush is not a pigment problem except green, and that is really the pigment that he has a problem with.
He's anti-poor, not racist. I think you're right.
Exactly.
I think you're right.
Exactly. I want to bring up this morning the first thing that I woke up to, which was this wonderful celebration going on, and I do mean celebration, in Washington of Donald Rumsfeld. I am appalled by what was taking place for this march and by what he and General Myers both said at Arlington.
Go ahead, tell
us. Both of them stood up and gave the platitudes, first and foremost, Myers was going off about all of the talking points. We're battling radical extremism. We're spreading democracy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was repulsive. And then Rumsfeld came up and followed it with the heroes that died on 9/11. These are not heroes. These are victims, for God's sakes. We can't let them turn this into a war issue when we are talking about people that were assassinated and murdered. And then,
I don't want to quibble with you. Most of them were victims. I do think the people on Flight 93 were both heroes and victims. But the others, you're right. They were victims. They were innocent people trying to live their daily lives who were brutally murdered. And they were fighting for no cause but just to live in peace. And
what's worrying me about this is then the media went on ABC, which was the radio that I was hearing at the time, and they were announcing that at the march they had the military band. I'm sorry, I don't remember if it was Navy or Army, but one of them. They were playing happy songs. There were balloons. There was a festive mood.
That's strange.
This is not appropriate. Yes.
No, it's not. It's not. This is, 3,000 Americans died here. This is not appropriate. You know, I'll tell you, it helps my conspiracy theorists who listen into my show, because I think that the president's people, I'm not saying that they caused 9/11, or I mean, I think they incompetently allowed it to occur. But it really helps those conspiracy theorists, because you know they were happy to use it. As soon as it happened, I remember I was in Washington 4 years ago. I remember sitting in a congressional office building, which connects to the Capitol, which, you know, they say Flight 93 was headed toward the Capitol. So I thank those heroes who may have saved my life. But I'm watching TV. I'm watching the World Trade Center go down. I hear the knock on the door. The Republicans have deserted the building, which was an interesting knock. There was no alarm system or anything. There was just a knock on the door by a staffer in Martin Frost's office, which was next door to ours, former Democratic congressman of Texas. The Republicans have left the building. But we came out, and we made a run for it. There was nothing organized. It was, you know, like New Orleans, except that luckily in Washington, you know, there was no flood. We could get out. But I do remember the mood of the country at the time. And I remember the mood of the Democrats at the time. We were angry, but we weren't angry at Bush. We were angry at the terrorists. We wanted to join together. 99% of the country supported the war against Afghanistan. Every member of Congress voted for it, save one. All the others did. And we were joined together. I was ready. And I, don't get me wrong, I was the first to write about the 2000 selection of Bush. I was the lawyer for the Congressional Black Caucus. I do not believe he was legitimately selected as President of the United States. But I was ready, 8 months after that, after he took office, September 11, 2001, to say, look, he's the president now. He's the only one we got. And I, a frequent critic of this administration, was ready to support him in fighting back those terrorists. And we were all together as one. You know, everyone was singing God Bless America. And what did he do? The first thing he did after September 11th, the next month, was use that goodwill to push a bunch of tax cuts for the super rich down America's throat. And I remember being, even cynical as I was, shocked that he would misuse that America coming together for those purposes. It was amazing to me. Renee, stay on the line for me, because I know you have more to say. If you want to call in, folks, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255, or you can comment on the blog, and I'll be reading some of your comments if there's time at radioinsidescoop.com. We'll be right back.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. E. Mord, that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Margie Garrison was at the end of her rope. At the young age of 28, she was told she would be in a wheelchair in about 5 years. And then, when she just couldn't go on any longer, she met a doctor who said to her, "Margie, arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." Now, can you imagine Margie's joy after 43 years and thousands of dollars of doctor bills and pain medications that didn't work? Learn the whole story online at HealthStarProducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up online for yourself at HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com, and find out if what worked for Margie Garrison will work for you.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're finishing up the second hour of the Sunday Weekly Review. I have one of my favorite callers on the line, Renee from San Diego, and she's one of my favorite callers because she doesn't just call into the show, but she called into KLSD and asked them to expand my show to take my second hour and not just the first, and they did. So I'm a big fan of Renee. And now the next step, Renee, is to get them to take my weekly show, my weekday show as well. I got to tell you folks who only listen on Sundays, we've got great shows coming up all week. Tomorrow, we're going to go in detail. It's the televised show, televised in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area on Channel 10. We're going to play some clips from what the president said, from what Scott McClellan said on New Orleans, and give the details about how everything failed in New Orleans. And then Tuesday is Debate Tuesday. And on Debate Tuesday, I always bring on someone I disagree with. I've got someone from the Pacific Justice Institute. We're going to talk about whether gay people should have the right to marry, just like straight people. I certainly believe in equal rights for all. And, well, my guest does not. I expect a raucous debate. And then coming up this Sunday, next week, for those of you Sunday listeners, I've got a real debate Sunday. My guest will be David Horowitz, a very right-wing guy. He does websites like Front Page and Newsmax.com, the rightest of the right wing. He used to be a leftist, used to be on the left wing, and he went to the right wing, and I guarantee you that will be an extremely contentious debate. I want you to listen in next Sunday and join in. I am not afraid of contentious debate. I'm not afraid of inviting these right wingers on my show because we're right. And it's easier to show them we're right. So, Renee, you are one of my favorite callers. I hope you'll now pressure them to let me on weekdays as well. And definitely go ahead and make another comment for me.
Well, we'll do our best to see what we can get going with it.
Fair enough.
We have a very responsive management here. I do have to say they are very attentive to what we have to say.
They've been very good to me. I have no complaints. Go ahead. I know you have another comment to make, so make your other comment.
Well, I just want to reiterate, I agree with you about what you were saying. I've read both Richard Clark's book and the Paul O'Neill book, and both of them have been very clear that Iraq was the first thing that took place the minute this happened. 9/11 has been used and dirtied and sullied and just abused ruthlessly. And as all I want to say is, please, America, this is a somber day. It should be remembered as a somber day, just like the events of Katrina are a somber event. We need to keep that in mind and not allow this to turn into some kind of a
carnival,
happy fest, or another opportunity for them to celebrate their abuses of our system.
Renee, thank you. You make some very strong points. And I'll tell you, sometimes I see people, I guess on the left, or liberals, because Bush has misused 9/11 so much, that when people talk about 9/11, they roll their eyes because they know that it's mostly used as an excuse by this president to do some pretty awful things, round up American citizens without trial, holding people, you know, without charges, without a trial, which is against the Constitution. They can't even prove whether they're guilty or innocent. We're holding them forever. All these, you know, the war in Iraq, wasting American resources. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you, 9/11 does have meaning. 4 years ago, 3,000 innocent Americans perished. And we've got to remember them. We have to always remember them, just as they say, remember Pearl Harbor. And, Renee, thank you for putting us really on the right track. Thank you so much. Let me go to another caller, Craig in Tennessee. Craig, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing I don't have a whole lot to say other than I don't think Bush is that bad a guy.
Do you think
pretty
he screwed
well
up in Katrina?
Middle of the road here. I'm a pretty moderate guy, and I feel like the guy is a God-loving man.
He's a bad president.
People, and he's trying to push responsibility down to the lower levels of our society, and I don't think that's such a satanic approach to managing our country.
Well, do you think he did a good job with Hurricane Katrina?
I don't lay the blame on his lap. Absolutely.
You don't?
Not.
Do you think he was the
concern that he does have.
Let me give an example, Craig. Let me give an example, okay? The military is the best organization we have in America, hands down, for dealing with this kind of crisis. When they finally made it to the Superdome, and they weren't ordered there until Friday, 4 days after the levee burst, they secured it within minutes, within hours, they got food and water there, and within 1 day, everyone was out and was put in proper hospitals. But the president didn't call on the military to go to the Superdome until Friday, 4 days after the levee breached. What was he doing? He was in San Diego literally picking up a guitar, playing country music on Tuesday, celebrating his vacation and raising money. Now, I know you're not going to defend that, Craig. You're a fair guy. You're not going to defend that.
I am a fair guy, and I sure, you can cast some blame there. But
okay.
I'm sure there were some reasons there. And
yeah, he's incompetent. Know, that's the reason.
9/11, I think some of the blame has to be in the local hands. I mean,
I agree with you. There's some local
New
blame.
New York was able to wrap themselves around the problem and deal with it initially.
But local was...
came in once they knew what they were dealing
no,
with.
No, but the locals were...
ample assistance.
Here's the thing. The locals were begging for assistance. They were begging for assistance. Louisiana governor called Bush Sunday night and said, I need everything you have, everything you've got. I need all the help you've got. We don't have enough facilities to take care of an entire city, right? Almost a million people that need help. They got 80% out, and they asked for federal help. And FEMA, this Michael Brown character who, you know, apparently lied on his resume and wasn't even that good as an Arabian horse judger, had someone who contributed to the Bush campaign, and that's why he was there. And all the professional people, they were run out of town. Now, don't you think we have a problem? And by the way, I don't blame so much Mike Brown. I blame the person who put him there, the President of the United States. Don't you think we have a problem when we've got people running our emergency management agency who don't have experience in emergency management but are just contributors to the campaign? Don't you think that's a problem, Craig?
Well, that's certainly less than desirable, absolutely. But, I mean, that's he's more of a management role. I think a lot of these guys are more figurehead, and the operatives, if you will, are
you know, the guys
that you have to have in-the-trench experience.
Well, you're right. But, for example, Bill Clinton, whatever you think about Michael Lewinsky, I don't need to hear that. He was a hands-on guy, right? I mean, he was a guy who put James Lee Witt in, one of the best emergency managements, and FEMA in the 1990s was the highest-rated government agency in the 90s, the most effective. They, hurricane after hurricane, disaster after disaster, they were there, and people were thankful. And now FEMA is the least agency. And, you know, when George Bush ran for office, he said, look, you know, I'm not a hands-on guy. He didn't quite say that, but I'm not watching every detail like Bill Clinton. I'm going to be like a CEO of a corporation. I'm going to delegate responsibility, and they're going to handle it. You know, that governing system may work. I don't know. It may work. I think, frankly, the president needs to be a hands-on guy because he's president of the United States. But if it works, you got to appoint the right people, right? If you're going to rely on delegating power, you got to pick people who are good at their jobs and not just gave you a huge campaign donation. Can we agree on that, Craig? Is that fair? I'm just trying to be fair here.
I'll give you that as presented, but I think there's a little other side of that coin. And
okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Wait, hold on. We have to take a break. Craig, I promise I will give you the other side of the coin. I will give you the last word, but it's going to have to be after the break. Okay, so hang on for me. And if you want to call in, we may be able to slip your phone call in. 877-528-TALK. 877-528-8255. We'll be right back.
They're always talking about the number of people without health insurance, but what about those without dental coverage? If you're self-employed, retired, or your employer just doesn't provide dental insurance, there is an $11.95 a month solution that saves you up to 30, 50, and even 60% on dental services. And because this isn't insurance, there are no turndowns, no claim forms, no waiting periods, no runaround. And this nationwide program covers cleaning, restorations, and cosmetic dentistry. Get the whole story online. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to. There's even a form to email to get a list of all the providers in your area. Go to www.1195dental.com. You type in the numbers 1195 followed by the word dental, dental.com. 1195dental.com is here to help. And check out our low prices for family memberships.
I'm Jonathan Emord, a constitutional lawyer. Did you know the Federal Food and Drug Administration prohibits companies from telling you how nutrients treat, mitigate, or cure disease? It's time to end that censorship and restore our First Amendment freedom. Join us today by signing a petition to Congress to end FDA and FTC censorship. Visit EMORD, that's Emord.com. Download the petition and mail it to the address on the petition. Please help us fight government censorship of health information.
Right now, the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. Right now, the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're just finishing up, got a few minutes left, and I have one my favorite kind of caller on the line. His name is Craig. He's from Tennessee. He's visiting. Apparently, he's from Indiana, and I really like callers like Craig, and I'll tell you why. Craig disagrees with a lot of what I have to say. He tells me he doesn't think President Bush is so bad, but Craig's a reasonable guy. And as I go through point after point of how the president mismanaged the Katrina crisis, he's accepting it. He understands. He's not necessarily agreeing with everything I say. But I'm doing this show for you, Craig. The reason I do this show is not to convince people who already agree with me. I love my listeners who already agree with me. But to take reasonable-minded people like you and just give you the facts and let you decide about your government. I promised I would give you the last word. Take the mic. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate forums like this. It's why we live in the greatest country on earth.
Absolutely.
The only other you kind of shifted there, which was great. You know, you made a point about Clinton, and with your prior caller, you were pretty well bashing Bush
yep.
for his mistreatment and him allowing 9/11 to happen on his watch.
Yep.
And I really feel like some of that blame has to be put on the lap of that administration, because I think they cut a lot of the spending and a lot of the resources to try to prevent some of those things. So I think, you know, some of these things, they're just horrible things, and we just have to deal with them as best we can. And I think Clinton did that. I think Bush does that. And I think they do that differently. But, you know, you made the point, hey, it's our president, and you got to support the guy and respect the office, if nothing else. And I just always try to stand on that.
Well, I respect the office, and I support him when he's self-defense, you know, like the war in Afghanistan. I certainly don't believe I have to support everything he does because he's my president. But I'll tell you this, as far as Bill Clinton and 9/11, I do think Bill Clinton made some mistakes. But at the end of the day, Bill Clinton had a plan in place. If you haven't read it, I really recommend Against All Enemies, Richard Clark's book, and also Paul O'Neill's book, The Price of Loyalty. It's actually by Ron Susskind, but it's about Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. Because Richard Clark describes the plan that was in place to fight back after the bombing of the ship in Yemen, and after the idea was to go and aid the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan. The exact plan that Bush put into place was planned by Bill Clinton in December of 2000, right after the bombing of the Kohl. And he didn't start it because he wanted to let the new president in office have a chance. It was given to Bush, and Bush refused it because it came from Clinton. And again, Richard Clark has worked for Reagan, and I mean, he worked for Republicans and Democrats. This is just a guy who's really good anti-terrorism. And so I'm not saying Clinton was perfect, but he was far more on the ball, far more of a hands-on guy than this president. And I would hope in the future we do have the kind of president who is a hands-on guy, maybe even who gives up vacation time, because if you get to be president of the United States, maybe that office is so important, talk about respecting the office, that you got to put your people, the people of the United States, ahead of your ranch time at Crawford. What do you? I gave you 20 more seconds, and then we got to wrap up.
Well, you know I can't refute that.
There you go. See, that's how we can come together, Democrats and Republicans. Craig, I hope you'll call in another time. And if you can't hear it on the radio down in Tennessee, you can't hear it in Indiana, but you can get it on the website at RadioInsideScoop.com. I hope you'll become a regular listener. I appreciate your call.
I will, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. As I said, tomorrow we've got a terrific show. We're going to go in detail. We'll be on TV in the Washington area on Channel 10 in Northern Virginia. We're going to go in detail playing clips of what the administration said and, you know, what was true and what wasn't true. We're going to go all through any question you have on New Orleans. Listen to tomorrow's show, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific. Tuesday, we've got Debate Tuesday, the great issue of whether or not gay people should have equal rights in marriage. I know that's a very, very contentious issue. And if you don't get a chance to hear the show live, check out our archives, add to the blog, become part of Radio Inside Scoop. This is Mark Levine signing off.
Is the burden great of show, Mark. Card I'll see you tomorrow. Too heavy for
you to carry. Thanks a lot.
Call Debt Relief of America. They are expert debt negotiators that go to work for you to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
Within 3